Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about why we should not scorn people. And in this hadith, the Imam, he prohibits us from scorning people, and in particular from scorning the poor believer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "He who scorns a poor believer is scorned and detested by Allah until he desists from scorning him." And it's also been narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not hold any of Allah's creatures in disdain, for you do not know which of them is the friend of Allah." You know, it's been narrated in history, and this is very famous, that once the Prophet was sitting with his companions, and a very rich and wealthy person came into the presence of the Holy Prophet. And there was a wealthy person, he was sitting in the presence of the Holy Prophet, and a poor person came, and he came and he sat down, and he, you know, when the rich man and the wealthy person, he saw that this poor person came and sat by him, he kind of pulled his clothes away from the poor person. When the Prophet saw this, he said, "Why have you done this? Do you think that his touching your clothes, by his touching your clothes, some of his poverty will be rubbed off onto you, or that some of your wealth will be rubbed off onto him?" And the rich and wealthy person, when he heard this, he said, "No, O Prophet of God, this is not true. I do not believe this." He says, "Then why have you done this?" So the rich and wealthy person said, he became regretful of doing this, and he said, "In order to recompense and make up for my bad action, I would like to offer this poor person half of my wealth. I would like to give it away to him." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the poor person, he said, "Do you accept this wealthy man's and this rich person's offering and his gift?" At which the poor person said, "O Prophet of God, I do not accept it." The Prophet said, "Why?" He said, "Because I fear that by becoming wealthy and rich, I too would become proud and arrogant like this wealthy person. And this is not something that, you know, I can bear." It's a famous story, and it's also been perhaps reflected in the Holy Quran. There's a famous surah called Surah Abasa, in which this account has been narrated, for those of you who want to refer to it. So this is definitely very bad. In fact, it's been narrated that the Prophet Luqman said the following in his advice to his son. He said, "My son, do not ever scorn anybody because of his ragged clothes, for verily your Lord and his Lord is the same one." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of scorning people in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد